Mary was great in faith, and she was persistent in prayer, and she was steadfast in trust. And her response to God, having been told that she was going to have a baby, she didn't have to obey first, she just had to be willing to trust. It wasn't something that she had chosen. She was just told by God, you are going to have a baby. And her response is this: I am your servant. May it be to me as you have said. She was completely willing to walk this journey. And this morning I was just walking our dog and I had this talk planned and I just felt God say, actually, I want you to teach about the holiness of Mary, which is something we don't really teach on so much. But ultimately, Mary knew that all she had and all that was hers, all that she was and all that she had, was a gift from God. And we read several times in the Bible that she treasured that. She treasured that truth of who she was and what she had in the person of Jesus. And she fully submitted her life to God. And that's what holiness looks like. That awareness that who you are and everything you have is a gift from God. And as we treasure it and as we surrender that to God, he comes and blesses. And Mary was totally willing to participate in God's will and his purpose for her life. And I think the grace of God is most shown in the life of Mary as she stands on and sees her son being tortured on the cross. She was there at the beginning and she was there at the end. But it gets better because 3 days later she returns to the tomb where her son's been buried. And the angel appears to her and says, he is not here. He has risen, just as it was said. May it be to me, the mom, as you have said, Father God. She lived a life of trust, of faith, and persistently in prayer. And we see that being modeled throughout the gospel. And for some of us this year, we have just had to throw ourselves at God. We've not asked for what has been presented to us in our lives. But we've had to just trust that God is good and he's going to bring us through. Maybe as we just approach 2019, there's something that's overshadowing your lives. Maybe there is a darkness, a bleakness about what is to come. And maybe for some of you today, just looking at that picture of Mary, you know, she's done what she had to do, and yet the real journey was just about to begin. And I just felt that actually what God wanted for us today is we choose to give up an hour of our Christmas day and come together, is he just wants to pour out his blessing upon us and this year. And so if you want to participate in this, I want to just pray a blessing over us. If you have questions and you're still mulling over whether any of this is true, then I just invite you to just sit where you are and know that God is present. Jesus is kind and gentle and he's full of grace and he has answers to your questions. But for those that just want to receive a blessing, I'm going to be looking at obedience, trust, belief and waiting. That's what I'm going to bless. Then would you join me and stand as we just invite the Spirit of God to come. Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, the gift of salvation, the reason why we are here today. We thank you for the victory that is in Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that you have great blessings for us here as a church, families and friends, that you want to pour out. May we have hearts and minds just to receive those good blessings, those wonderful, abundant blessings today. And Father, I pray particularly that you would bless our obedience. That after the chaos and the fun and the gathering of Christmas is over and we look to this year and we look at what we've been called into, that we would still say yes. Would you meet us in our obedience and give us the grace to continue? Would you bless us in our trust, in the despair and in the unpredictability of life, that we would still choose to trust in you and your perfect plan for our lives. Would you increase in us that beautiful and perfect faith? Would you bless us in our belief? I pray that you would just expand that area of faith and belief this coming year, that we would believe for more. And finally, I pray that you'd bless us in our waiting. In the same way you blessed Mary in all those decades of waiting for the fulfillment of the plan that you revealed to her when she was just a girl. That you are good and you are faithful and you complete everything that you start. Bless us in our waiting. And bless us today in our joy, in our remembering, in our time together. Thank you for your presence here. Amen.
Take a seat, please. Right, so this is a bit that I really love. Children, do you want to come and show us what you've been given for Christmas? Come and form a disorderly queue. Actually, would the band mind coming back on stage? Is that all right? So, oh, Grace, what did you get?
I got a unicorn.
Unicorn. Oh, lovely. Well done, Grace. So, I just wondered whether we can take a couple of minutes now for whoever wants to come and share who Jesus is to them. I wonder if this is an opportunity where we can just come and just say thank you to God for Jesus and the difference that Jesus makes in their life. So if there's anybody here that wants to just come up and just for a sentence, you know, just 20 seconds, you want to just come and say thank you to God for Jesus and why you're thankful. I wonder if we could just spend a little bit of time now just giving thanks to God for who he is. So who wants to come first and come and give thanks?
He's my security.
Thank you.
He's my heart's desire.
Keep on coming.
He's my dad.
Because he's always with me.
He's unchanging. Things can change all around us, but he's always the same.
Just the one who makes the difference between nothing and everything.
He's about peace, and he's the God that calms the storms and brings joy and hope.
Yeah, I just want to thank Jesus because he knows and loves me, and even though he knows me, he still loves me, which always amazes me.
He makes the ordinary into an adventure with him.
He's my rock and my provider.
He's my refuge.
Jesus, I thank you that you are full of grace and full of love, infinitely patient, mercifully kind. I thank you, Jesus, that you came to demonstrate what your Father is like. I thank you that you came to show us what the kingdom of God is like, that it's open, that it's accessible to ordinary, flawed people, that when we turn our lives towards you, Jesus, you redeem us and you rescue us, you clothe us in righteousness, you no longer see us as sinners but as saints, saved by grace, welcomed and adored, accepted and chosen. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand and close our time this morning together in the final song of worship.
Let's finish off with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.